We're celebrating 20 years of Good Morning Angels by bringing you the stories of some of the lives you have changed with kindness, love, and selflessness in their own voices. This is the legacy of Good Morning Angels, changing lives since 2005.
I am Charlotte Sibagnoni. I matriculated in 2012, and in 2012, I was gifted 80,000 rand to go study at the University of Pretoria by Jacaranda Good Morning Angels. An angel came into my life and helped me to go to university, and this is my story. I was staying with Kanirina van Niekerk and Womyon van Niekerk. I was in school and they had taken me in because my mom was not in a financial position to take care of me. So they had taken me in and had given me a home. Being in Rina's house, together with Yuan, I think she would agree, when your husband is a reverend, the whole family is in ministry in some way or the other. But I really was touched by how he goes about ministry, how he took care of the Awatai's people close by, how he took care of his members, the love for the church. But also them taking me in really touched me to be loved unconditionally by two people who don't know you. And so when they asked me what I want to do, ironically enough, I'm actually doing exactly what both of them are doing, you know, being a reverend. And Rina is also working with kids, but teaching. So I wanted to do what they did for me, for someone else. So I remember it vividly. I remember Rina was at work. And she came back home and we received a phone call that a professor from the University of Pretoria is gifting me with 80,000 rand to go study at the University of Pretoria.
Ons het die oproep gekry. Ek het eers die hele tyd gesit en gegiggel en gedink iemand speel is skeerie gek met my. En toe ek die middag by die huis kom, toe doen ons 'n volg op, ons bel toe terug. En ons maak seker, dis regtig die boodskap wat ons gekry het en dit is die waarheid. Ons kon dit nie glo nie. Ons kon dit nie glo nie. En die volgende dag, toe slaat die werklikheid ons.
But then we asked, but how? Because I didn't apply for anything. And it turned out that a friend of mine, Nicole, wrote a letter to Jacaranda 94.2. And the professor read the letter, because now years later I asked her, and she says when she read this letter written by a friend for a friend, she was really touched by this, and she decided that in her heart it felt right that this is the person that she should help. When I got the news, I was in shock. I couldn't believe that there is so much kindness in people. I went to study theology, and while studying, I found out that there's languages, Greek and Hebrew. I fell in love with the languages. So first I became a tutor in Hebrew. And I also found mentors, academic mentors that were teaching, Prof. Prinsloo, that took me in and taught me the language and the love for the language, for Hebrew. I remember also failing one of the modules. I remember one of the professors who later became a colleague of mine writing that I should take English as an elective because I'm Afrikaans speaking and my English was just absolutely nowhere because for 12 years I studied in Afrikaans. You know, so the first year was really hard, but in the second year, I realized that, I don't know, I just found passion and love and became good at it and worked really hard at it. And then when I passed my degree, I was facilitating for school because I was doing part-time jobs while a student, and I received a call from Prof. Potrete, and he said, we'd like to offer you to come teach Hebrew at the university. I eventually became a Dutch Reform Reverend. I remember even when I had told the professors that I'm here to study to become an NG Dominee, some of the professors were very surprised. You know, there was a side eye where they didn't want to say it out loud, but Johan had told me that it has not been done before, because even when I had told him that I want to become a reverend like him, and he said to me, my kind, daar is nie regtig NG dominees wat swart is in ons land nie. So he had warned, but I didn't take what he was saying.
Toe sy die dag vir ons sê dat sy wil teologie gaan studeer, was ons baie bekommerd geweest. Ons het regtig ons bedenkinge gehad. En ons het ook baie lank met haar gepraat en vir haar gesê, dit is jare se studie. Dit is nie altyd maklik nie. En vir haar om gaan voetspore trap, wat die eerste swart vrou gaan wees, wat teologie in Suid-Afrika doen, was dit 'n baie moeilike pad wat vir haar gaan voorlê. En ons het ook vir haar gesê, dis nie manskinderroos en dis nie hierdie goedjies wat jy net optel en almal hou van jou en jy sê net altyd die regte ding nie, dit is nie dit nie. So ons het baie lank gepraat daaroor.
So in my final year, I remember, because I wasn't applying, and to do your master's, you need to apply to a church where you're going to do your practical year. I remember Sebastian van Dijk from Lux Mundi calling me and saying, hey Charlotte, I received your number from one of the professors. They had spoken well about your work, about the type of student that you are, and I'd like to meet you to come do your practical years at our church. And to be honest, in my honors year, I had given up on that dream because Johan had just passed away. So there was just the motivation to carry on kind of sank a little. So he called me and we had coffee, and I went to see him and we had a nice chat, and he said, the youth here would love you. Our congregation would love you. Please come do your practical years here. And after my practical years, there I got ordained as the first Black woman in the Dutch Reformed Church in South Africa. So, wat ek enige doen nie. I wanted to get out of poverty. I wanted to get my mom out of township, you know, and that really drove me.
Weet, Charlotte kom 'n lang pad al. Sy het nie met die goue lepel in die mond ingestap nie. En sy het regtig hard gewerk. En sy was ook verantwoordelik. Sy het die verantwoordelike een in die huisgesin gewees. En sy het erg omgesien na haar ma en haar twee sissies. En sy doen dit vandag nog. En vir haar om van daardie platform af te beweeg tot waar sy vandag is. Dis ondenkbaar hoe sy dit reg gekry het en watter deure vir haar oopgegaan het en hoeveel rolspelers in haar lewe was, maar vir wie sy ook 'n rolmodel is. En daar's baie meisies wat opkyk na haar en besef, jy weet, gaan agter jou droom aan. En sy het net nooit gestop nie, sy het net gegaan en sy het alles aangevat, aangepak en kyk waar sit sy vandag.
And today I am in Norway. I am busy with my PhD. I applied for a scholarship to come to my PhD here. So I'm in my second year of my PhD. An angel is someone like Rina, someone like Johan, someone like Ranger, someone like Prof. Hart, people who really helped a stranger, someone they did not know, and that. And to be an angel, I want to do exactly what this people has done, and be an angel to someone else's life and contribute something in someone else's life. Yeah.
Listen to Breakfast with myself, Martin Bester, to hear more of the voices of Good Morning Angels over the past 20 years. To watch the videos of these inspiring stories, go to Breakfast with Martin Bester on jacarandafm.com. And you can download the weekly podcast on Jackpot.com.